Hello traders, this is the weekly market update podcast from the Pipwise Broker. We start from the economics and from the United States. Last week, once again, it was proved that the US economy should not be underestimated as a string of better than expected data and reports showed. First, we had the durable goods orders report, which indicated that the new orders for manufactured durable goods in the US surged by almost 10% in July, the most since May of 2020. Then we had the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Report, which came on Tuesday and assured us that the American consumer, as the main powering engine of the world's largest economy, is actually feeling much better now than what many pessimists would imagine. The Conference Board Consumer Confidence Index rose in August to 130.3 from an upward revised 101.9 in July, with both present situation and expectations sub-indices rising. Even though there were considerable concerns about the health of the job market going forward, but the overall picture is not even remotely resembling what the dollar bears would like us to believe. On Thursday, we witnessed a nice upward revision to the GDP growth rate in the second quarter from 2.8% to 3%. Above almost all forecasts. The more positive point is that the upward revision was mainly to increase consumer spending. On the same day, market fears about an imminent collapse in the US job market again vanished after the number of people claiming unemployment benefits fell by 2,000 from the previous week to 231,000 on the period ending August 24th. Also, the four-week moving average for initial claims, which reduces week-to-week volatility, fell by 4,750 to 231,500. This string of better-than-expected data was combined with hawkish remarks from Bostic and Barkin, two prominent FOMC members who cautioned against rushing to cut rates as aggressively as the market expects, since the inflation journey has not completely been put back in the bubble. Elsewhere in the world, in Japan, last week we were reassured again that a historic shift has taken place in Japan and there will be no return for BOJ in removing its decade-long accommodative policy. After Mr. Ueda, the BOJ boss, belittled market concern about further rate hikes in Japanese parliament, another BOJ prominent figure, Mr. Himino, reiterated the view that the economy will move in line with the BOJ's forecast for both GDP and inflation. The message from Deputy Governor Himino was the same as Governor Ueda, that if the economy unfolds as is expected, more rate hikes will be required. Also, we had the Tokyo CPI report on Friday, which beat the estimates. The core consumer price index for Tokyo rose 2.4% year-on-year in August 2024, accelerating for the fourth consecutive month and exceeding market expectations for a 2.2 rise. That was also the highest reading in 6 months. With these developments, it is almost crystal clear now that the recent surge of yen in FX market is not a one-off event, and the recent lows on yen crosses will be broken in coming weeks. In the Eurozone, and contrary to the United States, most of the data published last week were below expectations. On Monday, we were informed that the IFO business climate indicator for Germany dropped to 86.6 in August 2024, the lowest level since February, and down from 87 in July. The report was so bleak that IFO president expressed concern, noting that the German economy is increasingly entering a crisis. On Tuesday, and this time in the consumer confidence field, the JFK, Consumer Climate Indicator for Germany, dropped to minus 22 heading into September 2024 from a revised minus 18.6 in the previous period, missing market estimates, and it was the lowest reading since May, dragged by concern about job security and also intense cost pressures. Again, we had a negative comment from a well-known expert who said that it seems that the euphoria from the European football was only a brief flare-up and disappeared after the end of the tournament. And on Friday, the inflation report showed that for the first time since the pandemic era, we witnessed the first monthly drop in inflation, which is a green light for ECB doves to pressure for another rate cut in September. In Australia, we had mixed reports last week. While the retail sales report was a miss, inflation proved to be sticky again. The monthly consumer price index, or CPI, in Australia rose by 3.5% in the year to July, down from June's 3.8%, but slightly above market consensus of 3.4%. Even so, that it was the lowest figure since March. But the mere fact that inflation is not coming down as fast as RBA doves want can prevent Australian dollar from falling sharply after its recent impressive rally. About the geopolitics, in Gaza it was reported that 6 more hostages were killed, either by Hamas militias or during the massive bombing campaign of the IDF. The more hostages reported dead, and the less leverage Hamas and also the left-wing politicians in Israel would have to pressure for a ceasefire. In Ukraine, the Russian forces are advancing rapidly in Donetsk Oblast, and the fall of the strategic Petrovsk city is now more likely than ever. On the air battlefield, the Ukrainians are increasingly targeting oil refineries deep inside Russia, and this is in retaliation of Putin's massive attacks on Ukraine's infrastructure 2 weeks ago. For the next week, we will have some important data. In the US, we will have the PMI reports and the all-important NFP report, which will be published on Friday. Also, we'll have the Swiss CPI, the Australia GDP, and the Bank of Canada or BOC rate decision session. Good luck.